Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Williams here. Maybe this is government getting too big. Maybe this is an idea whose time has come. Dateline Denver. There's an effort to stop the sale of smartphones to children younger than 13. It's not going to be a bill before the legislature. It'll be a ballot initiative. If they get enough signatures, then when they go to the polls, you'll be able to vote by your own vote right then and there if it'll be illegal for a 12-year-old to buy a smartphone. It will also be illegal for an adult to buy a smartphone for the child if it is known that that is who the intended recipient is. It won't be illegal for the kid to use a smartphone, but it will be illegal for them to purchase one or for their parents to purchase one for them. There's this guy named Dr. Timothy Farnham. It's his idea. He's a board-certified anesthesiologist in Denver at St. Anthony's Hospital. He said that when kids get those phones in their hands, tell me if this sounds familiar, they go from being outgoing, energetic, interested in the world, and happy to reclusive. They want to spend all their time in their room. They lose interest in outside activities. So let's make it harder for them to do that. The good doctor's on the line. Doctor, this is John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You sound tired. Is this what's the response been to this?
I think, when people hear about it, there's two camps. Either people are very enthusiastically for it or, they think it's a government overreach and an intrusion into a parent's rights.
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit of both. Initiative 29. When will this, when do Coloradans get a chance to see this on? First, you got to get enough signatures for it to be on the ballot. Is that it?
Yeah, we need roughly 100,000 signatures, and I don't think, it'll be a lot of work, legwork going out, but I think that shouldn't be a problem. So it wouldn't be on the ballot till November of 2018, but it'll be interesting. There's been a couple of polls on the local news radios, and it's pretty close to 50-50. So I think it has a good chance of passing.
Yeah. And then am I correct in saying that you won't keep kids from using smartphones? So if a 10-year-old is using a smartphone, that'll still be legal. It's just going to be illegal for them to buy one. Why not go all out and say the kids can't even use the dang things?
Well, I think, first off, we wanted to get something in the books because there's no restrictions in anywhere in the United States. Kind of to appease the whole parents' rights, movement. I agree with that. I've always had kind of libertarian, very conservative views. And I get that. And it really comes down to a question of how much harm is being done. And, if you really think there's not a lot of harm, then, vote against it. That's fine. But I think a lot of, psychologists have studied this enough that there's a lot of support in that community for something to be done. They're not necessarily fans of legislation either, but
yeah.
There has to be something done. This whole generation is just, they're hooked on electronics.
My brother lives in your state, and he was telling me, he lives in Denver. He may attend your hospital someday, and he said that he and his son were camping. They were at a campsite. His son's a teenager. He's over the age of 13. This wouldn't apply. But it really kind of bugged Mark because Alec, his son, was sitting there on a log, and he had his phone out, and he had his head down at the campsite looking at something on his phone. Yeah. And my brother was like, would you please put the phone down? We're in a forest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's annoying. But what I don't know is it harmful, I don't know how I wouldn't be surprised if somebody could prove to me that this is somehow hurting us, but I'm not clear on that.
Well, I heard a great comparison to big tobacco and kind of at the beginning of, the 50s and early 60s when, the science was coming out that it was harmful. The first thing they did was they, hired their own experts and concluded that it wasn't harmful.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing that in some respects. You know, there's been a few studies that, you know, are highly touted that show that, you know, kids that are in video games can, you know, put certain letters together more quickly. And but there's about, by some estimates, it's about 20 to 1 showing harmful effects rather than beneficial. But,
yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that. And I hope that people heed that or hear that, even if they don't pass a law to restrict kids from using their phones. Do me this favor, Dr. Timothy Farnham's on a phone line, anesthesiologist in Denver. He's the guy behind this initiative in Colorado to make it illegal to sell smartphones to kids 13 and under. You like that idea or you don't? I just want to get your feedback. This is John Williams. By the way, speaking of your smartphones, tomorrow is selfie day. Sorry. Isn't every day selfie day?
I was going to say, what day is not a selfie day?
In honor of that, I'm asking you to send me your best selfie. I haven't seen Steve's yet, via Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Just tag me and include the hashtag KingJohnRulesSelfieDay to your caption. We'll pick one we like the best and give some prizes to. Lou Malnati's pizzas, tickets to Sycamore Speedway, stuff like that. On Instagram, I'm now WGN John Williams. I posted my selfies yesterday. On Twitter, I'm WGN King John. On Facebook, I'm at King John. Wish I was the same on all of those, but there it is. Search for me on your favorite platform. Post a selfie. I want to see what you look like. It's 1:52. We'll give prizes to the one we like the most on tomorrow's show. Dr. Timothy Farnham is an anesthesiologist in Denver, and he's the guy behind an initiative there. In 2018, if they get enough signatures, you'll be able to vote, and it will be illegal for anybody under the age of 13 to buy a smartphone. He says we're losing kids. By the way, doctor, what's the thing that bothers you the most about kids on smartphones? What do you see? What worries you the most?
I mean, one thing, that's a tough one. I mean, the developmental problems are huge. You know, the access to, pornography and all that that entails. You know, the increase in suicides, the general disconnectedness that the young people have today, and the health risks. I don't know. I don't have a favorite, I guess. They're all bad. But maybe just, my own kids, just how addicted they were, you know.
Oh, really? How old are your kids, if I may?
I have my oldest is almost 20, and my youngest will be 12 in a month. So.
Oh, he's loving this. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Yeah. When I first told them about what I was doing, they were very against, you know, the idea.
Well, then it's a good idea. I want to take a couple calls with you. Let's start with Lori. Go ahead, Lori. You're on WGN. What's your question or comment?
Overall, I agree with what he's saying. I'm a real adamant person about, you know, when I see people, well, I can't get my kid to do this. I'm a firm one with, well, you do it because you do it. My kids are 24 and 21, and they still do stuff just because we tell them to. But my oldest daughter, the 24-year-old, is a type 1 diabetic, has been since she was 6. And we got her a cell phone at age 12 because at that point she was kind of venturing out on her own. Mm-hmm. And if her sugars dropped or she got sick, she needed a way to contact us. Since that time, they've made advancements where they have what are called continuous glucose monitors,
right?
That work with an app on right now an iPhone. I don't think it works with an Android phone yet.
Hold on one second, Lori, but let me just ask him this on your behalf. I mean, are you carving out exceptions? Would a kid like hers be able to buy a smartphone?
Well,
that's a good question. I mean, they certainly could have it. There's nothing against kids or parents in this. Perhaps that would be something to add, you know, would be the allowance in that case. But you know, again, it's just on the retailer to sell the device and not necessarily.
Yeah, it's not illegal to use one, but it is also illegal to buy one for the purpose of giving it to the kids. So I think you do have a problem there, particularly if my 11-year-old is going to a sleepover or they're going to the game at school and I want them to call for a ride or have a smartphone as a safety precaution. I mean, I can see all the instances where, however well intended this is, it would run into problems.
Well, cell phones are specifically not included it's mentioned in that.
Smartphones, where the video is. Maybe in Colorado, then you're going to have to get a cell phone for your kid to use.
Right, a good old-fashioned cell phone.
That's not such a bad idea, though. I mean, if you think about that, if the reason you want your kid is to be able to call for help or whatever, one of those flip phones where they, if they want to spell, have to hit the numbers three times, those do work. Lori, thanks for your call. Aaron, you go next. You're on WGN. What did you want to say?
Hi, I'm a teacher, and I was calling to say that I think the ballot initiative is a good one because I see the negative effects of kids being on cell phones too much every day.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Do your kids have the phones in the classroom?
They're not supposed to have them in the classroom, but we see where the influence of the cell phone is creeping into their writing. For example, sometimes they will try to spell words in text lingo rather than actually writing out the complete words. So because they'll say like B/C, and when they're allowed to be on their cell phones, they choose to be on it rather than socializing, which has hurt their ability to communicate with one another.
What grade do you teach?
I teach second through fifth grade, but right now I'm teaching sixth graders kids going into sixth grade for summer school, and they bring their cell phones with them, and the second they're allowed to be on them, they'll turn them on and get right to work on them.
And not interact with their classmates either.
Correct. And so when we're doing things like group work, we've actually had to go back and teach some of those skills about how to communicate with one another because they've lost that ability to do so in a lot of instances.
Another story. Lisa, great call. I'm glad you joined us. Thanks for picking up the phone. And, Doctor, I'm out of time, but let's you and I visit again. It'll be interesting to follow this here in Illinois.
All right. I'll give you a call back. Thanks for having me again. And hi to anybody in Chicago who some of my friends out there. So.
That's right. You attended school at Loyola, right?
Yeah, did my residency there.
Dr. Timothy Farnham, done good. So 157, this is WGN.